Hi, everyone. Welcome. You're listening to The Good Stuff, and it's Mike and Kim Burge from Valentine, Nebraska, here to spread a little good stuff to help your day go a whole lot better. That's what we're hoping for.
The Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up the 26th of January through February 3rd. Check it out at blackhillslivestockshow.com. Too many events to mention here, but I'll give you a couple. Some special musical events like Warren Zeter's on February 1st, Chancey Williams with Tyler Halverson on the 2nd. Don't miss the Boots and Beer Festival on February 3rd as well. And it all starts on the 26th of January in Rapid City.
And in today's competitive cattle markets, how do you make sure you get the best price at market? It's simple. You start with the best. Slut and Angus's 36th annual bull sales coming up Monday, February 12th in Faith, South Dakota. Breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. They're featuring Man in Black. They've got 115 bulls and 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. It's the Slut and Angus bull sale coming up Monday, February 12th.
This year, spend some time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done, a fresh copy of the Tri-State Livestock News packed with everything that you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected to celebrate the ranching life. The Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. On the good stuff today, I have something sent in, and I'm not quite sure where it came from, Kim, but it says, you know you're really broke when. So you know you're really broke when American Express calls and says, leave home without it.
Oh.
You know you're really broke when your idea of a 7-course meal is taking a deep breath outside of a restaurant. And you know you're really broke when you're formulating a plan to rob the food bank. How about you've rolled so many pennies you've formed a psychic bond with Abraham Lincoln? You know you're really broke when long-distance companies don't call you to switch anymore. Remember when that was a thing?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, all the time.
And one more of those. You know that you're really broke when you look at your roommate and see a large fried chicken in tennis shoes.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
Some more of those on a future edition of The Good Stuff.
Okay, here we go. Do what I do. I got a little story to follow that up with. Norma and Sonia were talking about their grandchildren after the holidays. Norma said, my daughter-in-law stopped making my grandchildren send their thank you notes. Each year, I sent the grandchildren a card with a generous check inside. I always received a lovely thank you note. However, since my daughter-in-law stopped making the grandkids send thank you notes, I never hear from them. Sonia said, my daughter-in-law never made the children send thank you notes. I, too, send them a generous check. However, for the past several years, I hear from them within a week after they receive it. In fact, they each pay me a personal visit. Wow, remarked Norma. I wish mine would do that. Well, you can, Norma. You can. How? Norma asked. Well, simple. Do what I do. Don't sign the check.
They'll be on your doorstep, right?
That's right. Now it's time to go back a little bit in time. Let's talk about the telephone. The telephone was invented earlier than most people may realize. By 1900, it was already present in some private households. The White House had the first household telephone, while the first citywide telephone was in the frontier town of Deadwood, South Dakota.
Wow.
Can you believe that? So here's a poem written by Todd Williams called The Last Payphone in Deadwood. Last payphone in Deadwood cast an analog song along crowded streets, lonely rings drowned out by the syncopated whir of slot machine bells and heavy huff of tourist buses in May. Bathed in pale white light aflicker, her face reveals a past rife with tumult, scatological scrawls, and smudged fingerprints, the only evidence left to suggest she ever had utility at all. She calls but finds no one to answer among elders, retracing steps from one casino to the next, each building facade grander than the one before, a lure approved by council and council. 5 feet away, a man in suede complains that whatever soul this city once had has been let go. Lost to lust for riches and unrefined desires, not the beauty he had imagined of the old West. Down the street, a shootout erupts in mock gun smoke as families gather to watch white hats dragged to the ground, a dastardly assassin. Cheerful applause falling like rain across brown brick and fading with the season. Still, the phone's steely rings echo through the gulch, down to rodeo grounds, and up past the Franklin, rising to the slime plant and county courthouse dome before flitting past Graves beneath White Rock's gaze. And that's from Todd Williams, and you're listening to The Good Stuff.